the bad start. Yeah, it was really poor coming out of the sheds when the conditions were half decent, and got smashed around the ball, contested ball clearance, leaked goals, didn't defend particularly well. So to give up 8 shots of 21 and 5 goals of 9 in the first quarter is bad footy.
You've got a lot of young players at the side, do you think? But just sort of got overawed at the start, you know, with the emotion of the event, everything else. Just took time to settle down.
Oh, look, there's no doubt that they've been emotional. The last two games we've played have been significant occasions and emotional events. Potentially after a couple of really solid games and close losses, that's probably the only thing I can point to. But our preparation was pretty good. You know, the way we finished the game off would indicate the 6-day break wasn't anything in particular. It wasn't a worry. But we just couldn't find the energy and intensity that we have for 11 of the last 12 quarters, and it happened to be the first quarter tonight.
How do you assess the last 3 weeks? You seem to have won respect, but
yeah,
you haven't won a game.
Yeah, you assess them independently of each other. And tonight we travelled interstate against the top 4 side from last year and just didn't quite get over the line.
Still think Porter got that ability to be top 4 again?
Yet to be proven. But they're, you know, when you look at the names on paper, and they still look pretty strong. And they played some pretty good footy for the majority of the evening. I'm sure Ken would say that there's still room for them to improve. But we ultimately on the night they got the chocolates. It was a bit of both. We could have. It was pretty tough conditions. We probably created some chances, that were pretty sharp, and we missed a couple. Of others. But we probably got our bodies in the right places more often than not this time around. Last quarter when we needed a score, probably did that better than late in the game against Fremantle. So there's a little bit of growth there, but we didn't get the ultimate result.
Do you mean like numbers around stoppages?
Just forward. The stoppage numbers were really good, and we made it harder for the. Even though Broadbent took 3 marks from our kicks in that last quarter, we did a better job of making him accountable. In the end, it was probably contest rather than structure that hurt us. Late in that game.
It's difficult
because you lost the last 3 games, but do you think over the last 3 weeks you made more about the side and you've perhaps progressed, from a month ago? Yeah, that wears thin after a while. We believe we're heading the right direction. We're proud of the players that are representing us at the moment because their effort's been relatively consistent and at a good level, but we're not proud of our first quarter tonight, and ultimately that was the defining aspect of the match.
Let's ask about Taylor Adams. Regardless of the incident itself, were you happy with the way that he kept his focus and he was really such a key player?
Yeah. I didn't see it, but then I can tell you that hand on heart. But in 74% game time, to have 37 touches, 7 clearances, 6 tackles. I mean, it's a midfielder's day. It's a grinding night when the conditions get like that. And Tay is a guy that just grinds away, and that's exactly what he did.
On a lighter note, did you hear anything internally about Dane Swan being mistaken as a bikie last night, getting pulled over?
No.
Apparently it happened.
Well, if anything strange is going to happen, it'll happen to Swanee.
And in Adelaide.
Oh, yeah, and everywhere. Anywhere he goes.
He was solid, wasn't he?
Sorry?
Game, you think he was solid?
Yeah, look. That's, Swanee will tell you, it's just a game. It's just a game, and I'll plug away and I'll keep doing what I do. And I think his words over the last couple of days have been have been really positive around how he's feeling about his footy, what he's a part of, and I think the fact that, you know, one thing he should feel really confident about is his contribution to it. As I said, he's done it in his own way, and he'll continue to do it in his own way, but when it gets to the crunch, invariably, yeah, he loves the contest and he gives everything for his teammates.
You think you might look back, Nathan, at these three games later in the season when you're looking at jostling for positions that are maybe costly?
I don't know. We'll find out. We'll probably look at our wins as much as we look at our losses.
Injury-wise, how'd you pull up?
Not too bad. Broom had a sore shoulder, so we're not sure if that popped out or not, but he basically couldn't put it over his head, so... that was unfortunate because he would have been, his skills and abilities would have been handy in that last part, finding space where there is none. That's his number one asset, clean hands and being able to snag a goal. But we had to sub him out. But apart from that, I think the general knocks and bruises are all the same. Cheers. Thanks, guys.